President Zelensky held a video call today with nearly 300 members of Congress from both parties and asked the U.S. to provide more fighter jets and also ban U.S. imports of Russian oil and other products. That's a step the White House so far has not been willing to take. His plea, however, adds pressure that President Biden was already receiving from members of Congress. NPR's White House correspondent Tamara Keith joins us. Tam, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be with you, Scott.
I was surprised to learn the U.S. buys Russian oil in the first place. How big a deal would it be to stop?
Well, it is less than 10% of U.S. imports, so not a big deal in one way. But even before this call with Zelensky, congressional Democrats and Republicans alike were arguing it was important to stop it because oil is a source of revenue for Russia. That pressure is only going to grow with Zelensky pushing for it, too. And we now know the White House isn't ruling it out. They're considering options. But White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki yesterday explained why the administration has had reservations. She says that everyone supports crippling economic sanctions against Russia.
And they have had an enormous impact. But what we are also mindful of is not taking steps that would have the impact of raising energy prices, raising oil prices, raising gas prices for the American public.
They're worried about maintaining stability in the global energy markets, and they are also looking at the price of gas. The average price of regular jumped 11 cents in a single day this week.
What prospect does he have of receiving the planes?
Well, Zelensky said Ukraine needs Russian-made fighter jets used by other Eastern European countries. And he got bipartisan assurances that the U.S. would try to help. Russia is obviously pushing back on this and making threats. This word of a bipartisan call does bode well for the request that the White House put in this week for $10 billion of additional aid to support Ukraine, both militarily and with humanitarian assistance. Some of that money would also go to the increased U.S. troop presence in Eastern Europe and to help countries taking in Ukrainian refugees.
President Biden met yesterday in the Oval Office with the President of Finland. What do we know about the conversation?
Well, Biden has continued to spend a lot of time talking to leaders and allies and partners about this crisis. And Finland is an interesting case because it shares a land border with Russia, but it has historically been non-aligned. The White House said the two leaders agreed to, quote, start a process to strengthen U.S.-Finnish security cooperation. Also, the president tweeted that while he was meeting with the president of Finland, they got the prime minister of Sweden on the phone to discuss these issues, too. What all this means is that Finland and apparently Sweden are looking to get closer to the U.S. and to NATO, and that will no doubt be noticed by Moscow.
President Biden has been talking about trying to make certain sanctions don't end up hurting American consumers. What do we know about how American voters are feeling about his actions on Ukraine so far?
Well, in the early days, it appears that they approve. A new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll shows that his approval rating is up and that there is strong support for his handling of Ukraine specifically. This comes after his State of the Union address, where he talked a lot about his approach to the crisis and what he's been doing.
Tamara Keith, thanks so much.
You're welcome.